Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And we're going to be taking callers, as usual, here on our show. And we don't want you to forget to visit our website, which is howpsychic.com, for all of your private needs. All right, and we're featuring a lot of great specials for private readings on the website today. Before midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time, you can take advantage of these specials. We have a $5 special for a 10-minute reading. We have a 30-minute special for $15.99. And then we have the one-hour special, so please check out our website at howpsychic.com. And if you're calling in today to ask a question on air, please do not forget to push the number 1 on your touch tone phone. This will allow us to recognize you in the queue as someone that has their hand raised. All right. As we bring you on air here, please go, state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. I am not joined by our co-host tonight, Lolita, so it's going to be just me. Please bear with us here so we can get through everybody safely and efficiently. And the first caller for today is area code 215. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And I was wondering, move-wise, where do you see me? Do you see me staying where I am, or do you see me selling and going back to where I want to go?
Okay, here. Well, the first answer that comes up is yes, you sell where you are now, and you go back to where you want to go. You relocate is the term that came to me, okay? And that relocation, I do feel, will be back to where you want to go. And I feel that right now you're very motivated to make this happen. And I feel that you've had some difficulties trying to do it already. But do not give up. A breakthrough is about to come in for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller today is area code 908. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is James. I'm from New Jersey. I think I talked to you last year. I was wondering about love, like when I'm going to meet the right girl.
Okay, James, give me one moment while I tune in here. And as I'm tuning in, I'm seeing you meeting someone else of good potential here around the 3rd to about the 5th of April, okay? This month, the rest of this month, I want you focused on you and your own well-being, but about the 3rd to the 5th of April is looking very very positive and very predominant for you in the aspect of romance. Now, I also feel someone else from the past, and I think we know who, kind of reaching back out and trying to communicate with you, but I don't see that going anywhere as of yet. I feel the new opportunity might be the best in this direction, okay?
Okay. Okay,
right.
thank you very much. Could you keep
you're
me on
welcome.
Mute so I can listen?
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, our next caller today is area code 323. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Rev. Long time no talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Don't need your name stated and where you're calling from, though.
Yvette from California.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Rev.
How can I help you, hon?
Well, I just kind of, there's some energy around love, but I just wanted to know what you were getting.
All right, energy around love. Oh, boy. Okay, where is there a communication issue again?
There's a new guy, but he lives in a different state, but I'm going to probably see him today.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, other than communication, because I do feel there's an issue there, but him being so far away, that doesn't, you know, surprise me with the communication issue. What I will say is I get a green light on this overall, and it looks very positive. It looks better than, let's say, the other things that have occurred in one's life.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I say go with God, go with grace, and remember you also have to stand your ground. Don't let anybody push you around now. Not that I feel that that's what he's going to do, but, you know, I want you to just recognize what you have learned in other situations and apply that to this one.
Very apropos.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too. All right, our next caller today is, let's see here, 727. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Lisa from Florida.
Hey, Lisa, how can I help you?
Yeah, I want to know when you see me relocating. Thank you.
Okay, Lisa, let's see. Oh, wow, that's an immediate response here from the spirit world. We're looking at mid-April to late April, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, I know, kind of fast, too, but we're looking mid-April to late April, and relocation comes with new job. So what are you trying to do in terms of work?
Well, I just got a new job.
Okay.
But I don't have to relocate for the job or anything, but I'm actually supposed to get a...
So maybe it's just the energy of the new job and then the new move happening together that it comes up together. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty good thing there. All right? I want you to try and be positive with this, and I want you to try and let yourself manifest this in a good way. But I feel that the combination of the two, it's a brand new package. It's a brand new life, okay? And you're going to be very happy with this.
Okay, yeah, that's great. I'm supposed to get, like, a settlement, and that's how I was going to, use the money to move, but...
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about the money yet.
Okay. Well, you'll hear about the settlement sooner than later because the move's around the corner. If the settlement's what you're depending on to make that move, then that, and I'm telling you that the move's going to be around the corner pretty soon, then that means that the settlement should arrive soon or something should be moving forward with that. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great night, Reverend.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. All right, once more, before we take our next couple of callers here, please don't forget to check out our website, which is howpsychic.com, for all of your private reading needs. Our next caller today is area code 480. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Gidget, and I'm from Arizona. And my question is, when will I find love?
Okay, let's see here. Great question. I feel okay. Who do you have lingering in the background?
I don't think anybody.
Okay. When was the last relationship you had?
About 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay. The term that comes to my head is a blast from the past, okay? And it doesn't look like that's going to be the opportunity for love. I'm going to answer your question here, but I have to give you what comes to me first, because this
right.
is the way spirit works through me, okay?
Right.
Blast from the past. This one comes around. There's an apology. They've been able to move forward in their own life, but they are grateful for the lessons that eventually they chose to take after all from the relationship or the dynamic that they shared with you, the lesson that they learned through their own mistakes in that relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you're going to get confirmation on, okay?
Okay.
I feel you, yes, also learn from that yourself, how to be a stronger individual and how to keep your foot down when it needs to be down. But I also feel that where that person may not have recognized the things in the past or even down the road for that matter, I feel they now have. And I think they're learning and taking that lesson to heart. They may not be able to reach you on a phone number or something that you might have had in the past, but whatever it is, they're going to find a way to reach you. They're going to find a way to contact you. This is good. As far as your question is concerned, for when you are going to find love, we are looking at the very first part of May, the first couple of weeks of May here. And what is very auspicious about May is going to be around the 6th to, I want to say, the 8th to give it a good time span, okay? Because I'm getting a two-day time span, but I'm going to give it that extra day to be safe. And I am feeling that that is when you meet the love of your life, the one and only twin flame. And I feel that that twin flame dynamic is going to be a doozy. But remember, this is the one you will spend the rest of your life with. You will have a very close dynamic and attraction to this individual as they will to you, both physically, spiritually, and mentally, okay? So keep that in mind, and this is going to be awesome.
Thank you so much. You're awesome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Keep me on hold, please. Thank you.
Will do. Bye-bye. All right, next caller for today is area code 484. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Antoinetta calling you again from Philadelphia.
Hey.
How are you?
How you doing? Doing good.
I'm doing good. My question is, what changes do you see coming up? I'm open to whatever spirit has to say.
You know, that's what I love about you, hon. All right, now we have... Okay, number the first thing that comes up in my head is the number 21. I don't know why.
Oh,
but
boy,
I get the number
what?
21. Huh?
Okay. Okay.
So, who knows? Maybe you might want to go play the lotto. And then we have, let's see here. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. More spiritual awareness, chakra balance, okay, doing well on that. You're having a little trouble with the grounding. Still need you to work on that a little bit better, but you're going to improve upon that sector in about 3 to 4 days. And your third eye is opening up a little bit more, but you're having some symptoms from the ascension. I think we might have talked about that before. And those will be wearing off in the next couple of days as well. Then there's further communications with people, other individuals, gets better in about a week, okay? And then new opportunity for romance on the horizon at the end of this month, the very beginning, first 4 to 5 days of April, okay?
Now, could that be the man from the past, Dan, re-entering? Because we are communicating, but I'm not sure where he,
Could be. Uh-huh.
Right, because I told him if he was going to hang out this weekend, and he said, I don't know. So I don't know if he's thinking about coming back or what his deal is over there.
Let him soak in his own juices right now. Let him come forward. But I'll tell you what, I feel that he'll come forward, but I don't think he might be the only opportunity or option you're going to have, okay?
All right.
All right, hon. Well, thank you for calling in, and as always, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, next caller, we'll bring you on momentarily, but for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. We're featuring a $5 special. We're also featuring a $15 special and a one-hour special for only $25.95. So check it out, and our $5 special is actually a savings of 63% off right now. So check it out. We have our next caller now, which is area code 804. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
Hello. Good evening, Adam. My name is Vernell. I'll start with a V like in Victoria, and I'm calling from the state of Virginia.
Okay, Renell, and how can I help you?
Okay, this is going to seem a little strange, but last year my Siamese cat died, and her name was Misha, and it was in July 13th of last year, and it was about maybe 3 weeks ago that someone had posted an ad on Craigslist in the free section about parting with a brown rabbit, but the rabbit's fur was, it looks kind of like my cat's fur was, you know, with the dark face and the dark ears, yeah. And she had the same kind of tan color fur that my cat had, and
uh-huh.
For some reason I seemed kind of drawn to it, and I responded to it, not really sure if I should have because of my current living situation,
yeah.
And I was wondering if I try to acquire this rabbit under the circumstances, it really wouldn't be a good idea, would it?
Well, one, it would be quite a bit of a stretch, and there would be a bit of a strain there, but I feel that there is a spiritual reason in which this has happened for, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I say go for it and try and make the best of it, okay? Of course, I don't like to encourage people to be irresponsible, so I'm not trying to encourage you to be irresponsible here for your living situation or for the new animal.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that there is a reason you are compelled to do this, and you have to feel and you have to go through whatever spiritual wavelengths are hitting you right now. So that's why I'm saying, okay, go and do this, but be mindful and be smart about it, okay?
Okay, and quick question, will I be moving?
Okay, hon, well, we only do one question on the show, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But what I will say is you can take advantage of the $5 special on the website as well, because I feel there's other things we can talk about to help you out here.
Okay. Well, thank you, Adam.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. And for anyone that would like to go to our website, the website is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. So howpsychic.com. Check it out. All right. Next caller for today. I don't know if you wanted to be brought on for a question or not. I didn't see you raise your hand with the number one. You may not know that. So I'm going to bring you on air. This is caller with area code 484. First three digits is 442. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hopefully, Little Mitch. That'd be the first award in the manifesting.
Hello. Okay, just a lot of static there. So here's what we're going to do now for the next few minutes. We're going to listen to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. For those of you that wanted to be brought on air today and ask your question and have not yet been able to do so, the call-in number is 619-789-7000. 6807. And when you call in, please push the number 1 on your touchtone phone to be able to ask your question live and on air. We're now going to listen to track 1 of the CD entitled Oneness. This is by the artist Zarina. Track 1 is entitled Triram. Can now be found at Zarina1.com. That is Zarina1.com. For those of you calling into today's show to ask your question live and on air, please do not forget to push the number 1 on your phone once you have called in. This will alert us that you have your hand raised within the queue and would like to ask your question. Thank you. All right, and it looks like we have another caller here live on air. You're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Hello, caller. This is caller by area code 951. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. It's Lori from California, and I want to wish you a happy birthday. I heard you had a birthday.
Yes, thank you, Lori. And how can I help you? How you been?
I'm doing okay, hanging in there. No questions, just general, maybe anything you see that sticks out.
Okay, Lori. Well, let me tune in for you. You know I don't do that on the show, but I'm just going to do that because you brightened my day with a happy birthday. How about that?
I hope you had a good one.
I did. I really enjoyed it. I got a new leather jacket from a friend of mine. Co-host, Lolita, she bought me a leather jacket. That was really awesome. So.
Yeah, really. How nice.
Yes. All right, let me tune in here, sweetie, and see. Wow. Okay, number one, are you eating healthier? What are you doing? I feel like you're healthier. You're doing healthy stuff here.
Trying to be more positive.
Trying to be more positive. That's good because it's already starting to show. Vibration levels are raised up a bit more. And the manifestation is going to be more positive. Okay. And love life seems to move forward a little bit more in the next week. Okay. Maybe a little sooner than that. And let's see here. Financial stability this month. It's going to be a stretch the rest of this month, but you're going to be okay. You're going to do good.
Okay.
And see, next month's much better for you. And healing. There's also spiritual healing going on right now with you, and you're doing very well on that, and I think you're learning how to trust your own psychic abilities a little bit more like we once discussed, okay? So I think you're doing good right now.
Oh, thank you. That's good to hear. And I'm going to send you something in the mail real soon here. Try to get a read and a card.
Okay, sounds great. Do you need my, do you have the address already?
Yes, sir, I have it.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I will be expecting that then. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Adam. You have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, and I'm not sure if we brought you on air or not over here, but we're going to try you. This is area code 215 with the first three digits, 852. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
You already took me.
Okay, hon. I guess I just put you back on hold, and the hand didn't go down. So I was like, wait a minute, did I take her? All right. Well, thank you. Wish you the best.
Thank you. Have a great night. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. For those of you tuning in and listening, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. All right. Well, we didn't get to listen to the rest of Shy Ram here from the Oneness CD. We're going to go ahead and listen now to track number 2 of the same CD by the artist Zarina. This can now be found at Zarina1.com. Track number 2 is entitled Serenity. Please check out howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. All right, and it looks like we have our last caller for this evening before we end the show here. So for all of you that are tuning in and listening to the show before we take this last caller, we want to once more make the announcement. You would want to go to our website and check out howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We'll take advantage of the great specials that we have going on before midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time. We have a $10 special. We have a $5 special. We have a $15 special. And we have a $25 special, which goes for an hour's worth of time. Our last caller for today, as we bring you on air here, okay, you are a caller by area code 718. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Lisa. I'm calling from New York. My question is about long-term love, about someone that I've been seeing since last fall, like the end of the year. Like, what do you pick up around that for me? Or what have you picked up around long-term love?
Okay. You, and what exactly about this is it that you're wanting to know? If the long-term love would succeed, or, you know, if it's going to get better, what is it that you're asking me here?
I guess if you see it growing and, like, I guess culminating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yes, I do feel that it is growing. I think that there's been some communication issues, but we expect that with all relationships, to be honest. And of course, there's some growing to do on this other individual's part as well as your own. However, I feel that right now, keeping your ground but being soft and gentle all at the same time is very positive in this. And I do feel that this has great potential to be a long-term yet permanent relationship that is very prosperitable in the aspect of love for the both of you. Okay?
Do you, I guess, generally pick up when you see it becoming a little more, like, I guess, solid?
A little bit more serious?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we only do one question per caller on the show, but seeing as how I didn't give you too much on the first question, I will say the timeline in this, because I just happen to love giving out timelines. I feel that there will be some more seriousness happening here in the first couple to 3 weeks of April, okay?
Okay, okay. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you taking the time out.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for calling in and tuning in to today's show. Please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We want to wish everyone out there a namaste, love, light, and good night.